Short challenge, Hosea, the book of Hosea, chapter 11. Hosea chapter 11. You know, it's a true thing that if you succumb to poor posture, that the more you will become permanently so. I believe it was in grade school, our teacher was always making us sit up. Anybody remember that? And making us sit up straight and saying that one day you'll regret it if you don't and so forth. Well, how right she was. And in Hosea chapter 11 and verse 7, the Lord talks about his people and he says that they are bent. And here's the way he puts it, Hosea 11, 7. My people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they call, that is, though they, the prophets, called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. People who backslide or turn from God will often do so because that's their bent. They are bending that way. This somewhat goes along with my message this morning. It's like a car with wheels out of line. You've driven a car before. When you let go of the steering wheel, it goes to one side. There's a bent to it that's maybe pulling to the ditch. And that becomes very costly if you don't get your alignment done soon. It ruins your tires. It places undue pressure on the other steering mechanisms. It's always good to have a car that is aligned, that is straight, that is not bent. What is our bent when it comes to God? Our bent is always away from Him. You would think it would be toward Him, but it's away from Him. And once a thing is bent, like God's people in Hosea 11, 7, once one is bent, it's easier to keep bending that same direction. Thus, my admonition through God's word this morning in Deuteronomy chapter 30, that we look at our inclinations, look at our bents. And in fact, once something is bent, the further bending accelerates, the more that is bent. That word bent is interesting because I found out as I was reading a commentary that at the root of that word bent is the word, a hyphenated word, hung up. Look at it that way. And my people are hung up to backsliding from me. Our idiom today that we use is that somebody is hung up on something. For example, she is hung up on her former boyfriend or whatever. We get hung up on certain things. And then it tends to stay with us and stay with us. God's people were hung up on backsliding. And all of us have at least one hang-up in common. And here's the commentary by Randy Yeagley in the Biblical Viewpoint on the book of Hosea. He says, man, and he's using this word bent, man is characteristically hung up on turning away from the Lord and going his own rebellious path. All of us are hung up that way. And the longer we keep this hang-up, the more hung up we become. And that's why older people have peculiar hang-ups, because they don't age gracefully. They are bent. They are hung up. The more Israel went her own way, the more Israel was hung up on staying that way, apart from God. And the more we willingly give in to wrongdoing, the more bent or hung up we become. So look at your spiritual posture and see what that's like. Because if your posture spiritually is not straight, if you begin to allow the bending, you'll soon be hung up. One of the things that the Lord Jesus has given us to keep us straight is the observance of his Lord's Supper, where we consider again the sacrifice he made for us on the cross. I did not announce this Lord's Supper. So you came here this afternoon going, I didn't know we were having the Lord's Supper. That's because I didn't announce it. Because here's what I found. People who won't come will come only for this. And that's wrong. They ought to come because they're coming already. And it's part of the reason for the Sunday school lesson I'm giving right now. That we need to start taking this seriously. Amen. And not just, I'll try to be there for that. Or, in some cases, people won't come because of it. And maybe there's some here who shouldn't partake. How is your relationship with the Lord? How is your posture with Him? None of us is perfect, but we ought to keep things right and keep short accounts with the Lord. Paul, in admonishing the church at Corinth, said, "Let a man examine himself." And I want to give you that opportunity to do so now. How is your posture with the Lord, your relationship with the Lord this afternoon? It is better for you to not partake than to partake and do so unworthily. So I'll give you about a minute to pray and just search your heart. Ask the Lord to search you as you go before Him at this time.